Recorded Books presents Mayo Clinic on High Blood Pressure, Your Personal Guide to Managing Hypertension. Written by Gary L. Schwartz, M.D. Narrated by Graham Winton. Preface. Blood pressure is the driving force that gets oxygen-rich blood, the body's life source, to your organs and tissues, and delivers waste to your lungs, liver, and kidneys for removal. With the right amount of pressure, the proper amount of blood travels throughout the body. But when blood pressure is too high, blood flow to organs and tissues also becomes too high. In response, the muscular walls in the blood vessels narrow. This action restores balance in your blood flow, which is good. But the longer the blood vessels do this, the more stress they experience. Over time, the walls of the blood vessels thicken. This makes it hard to achieve proper blood flow, and blood pressure rises even more. In time, the increased stress on the blood vessels leads to organ damage. This is the cycle of high blood pressure, and why it's so important to treat and prevent it. While blood pressure naturally rises with age, it's not guaranteed that you'll develop high blood pressure, even if it runs in your family. And if you have high blood pressure already, you're far from doomed. You can control your destiny, helping your body find its right balance and lowering your blood pressure. This book offers a solid understanding of the ways you can control your blood pressure and your future. Taking the steps outlined in this book will help you reach a healthy blood pressure level and live well for years to come. Gary L. Schwartz, M.D. Part 1. Blood Pressure 101. Chapter 1. How High Blood Pressure Develops. To understand how high blood pressure develops, it's useful to start with the basics about how the cardiovascular system and the organs that help regulate it work. Each beat of the heart releases a surge of nutrient and oxygen-rich blood from the heart's main pumping chamber, left ventricle, into a network of blood vessels. The arteries are the blood vessels that carry blood from your heart to the rest of the body. The largest artery, called the aorta, is connected to the left ventricle. It serves as the main channel from the heart. The aorta branches into smaller arteries, which branch into even smaller arteries, called arterioles. These tiny arteries narrow and widen to regulate the amount of blood that goes to an organ or tissue. Tiny vessels, called capillaries, carry blood from the arterioles into the body's tissues. Capillaries are the final pathways for blood to get to the tissues inside the organs. Capillaries exchange nutrients and fresh oxygen for carbon dioxide and other waste products produced by the body's cells. Oxygen-depleted blood then returns to the heart through a system of blood vessels called veins. When the blood in the veins reaches the heart, it's routed to the lungs, where it releases carbon dioxide and picks up a new supply of oxygen. With a fresh supply of oxygen, the blood is sent back to the heart, ready to resume the journey through the cardiovascular system. Other waste products are removed as blood passes through the kidneys and liver. A certain amount of pressure, blood pressure, maintains this circulation and keeps all 11 pints of blood moving through the body at a rate that ensures the body gets the nutrients it needs and removes waste as needed. Blood pressure is the amount of force exerted on the artery walls to keep blood flowing. Blood pressure is often compared to the pressure inside a garden hose. Without an exerting force, the water can't get from one end of the hose to the other. Regulators of blood pressure. Working together, several organs and body chemicals help control blood pressure. Together, this delicate system keeps blood pressure from rising too much or dropping too low and ensures that the body removes waste and gets the nutrients it needs. Even as blood pressure rises and falls throughout the day, these parts of the body keep tabs on these changes to ensure a healthy blood pressure level. Here's a look at each part of the system. The heart. The flow of blood in the body starts with the heart. When blood leaves the heart from the left ventricle and moves into the aorta, a certain amount of force is created by the pumping action of the heart muscle. How fast and how strongly the heart beats influence the level of blood pressure. If the heart beats faster and more vigorously, blood pressure goes up. If it beats more slowly and less vigorously, blood pressure goes down. Blood vessels.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?